Mitch.
Let's go on to mailbag.
God, for fucking fuck.
Yes, it's mailbag.
Do I get the mailbag letters to read along, or what?
No, because I'm not even on IRC.
What the? Okay, well, why don't you just send them to me in a PM or something?
I can't even... you don't understand. The reason why I'm not recording this right now is because I can't run any programs but Skype.
I see, because you're a bitch.
Yeah, I have all the mailbag replies in a TXT form.
You bitch.
Yes, this is me. You get to make fun of our favorite Sin Speculator.
But I can't upset you. You skip a lot.
Fuck you in the ass with a screwdriver.
It's gay clue.
Okay, that was funny. Give me a second. If I try opening any program, it's going to get real skippy. So, yeah, that's going to suck. Dead air.
I think I'll just dub music over this part or something. I don't know.
All right. So our mailbag for today is if POS the game was a game, what kind of game would it be?
It's already a fucking game, you fruit.
Well, a lot of people don't know that because Soap doesn't actually work on it.
Yeah, well, go fuck a duck.
And sub-question is, how addictive is Harvest Moon?
Not very, since half the games released in the past 6 years have been buggy pieces of shit.
True. I'll just read a reply and you can just insult that person's mother.
Okay.
Irat says, your face is a text area.
Excellent work, you fucking retard. I'm sure everyone will find this entry completely hilarious because it's the first thing that appears on the text box. You, Irats, are a goddamn comedy king.
Nobel Peace Prize for comedy. Alright, loading next question.
By the way, I'm going to laugh like a bitch if it turns out your voice doesn't actually come through on the mic.
It'll just be you talking.
I know.
GS Goldball.
Yeah,
yeah, fuck you.
Fuck you too, faggot.
We get along so well.
Although I'm seeing on the wavy up and down lines for the sound vibrations that you're actually picking up about as well as I am.
Cool.
And if not, I'll just selectively pick your voice and enhance it, which will take hours.
Yeah, that'll never happen. Spatulator has written in.
Fuck.
He says, and this will probably be ridiculously choppy, a POS game in the style of Smash Brothers would be incredible. Your favorite POSers in epic battles. I know I would like to fight the GS Gold Iseo Kronos battle I've been waiting for. Sub question. I've been playing Harvest Moon. I've never played Harvest Moon. Oh, okay, sorry, he writes like a moron.
You talk like a moron and read like a moron.
Well, fuck you. I'm trying to pay attention and space out so I don't get choppy.
What the fuck? Why do you get choppy, you stupid bitch? Just stop doing whatever's making you choppy.
I will come there and run you over with a tractor.
I have 3 fucking shotguns at my dad's house.
I have Rick's dad.
I have 2 bows.
I still have Rick's dad.
Shit bagels.
I've never played Harvest Moon. I'm not really interested in farming, agriculture, and life, and stuff.
Hey, Spat, if you're not interested in life, why don't you just end yours?
What are your comments on GS Gold Iseo Kronos battle?
I would punch his owl, and he would just cry like a little bitch for the rest of the battle, then walk away in a massive huff. And he'd disappear from the character select screen for about 2 days and come back.
Hey guys, I'm back. Got a new name.
New avatar. New robot fetish.
Our next reply is from Spatulator.
God fucking damn it. Why do you have to keep... Just skip this one, alright?
He says, hey, have I submitted yet?
Didn't I just say to skip this one?
Well,
see, it
you
was
won't
just
be happy.
It was just completely stupid bullshit, and who cares if he's happy or not?
Well, you won't be happy, because the next reply is from Speculator!
God, for fucking bitch!
He says, I'm just confirming my last submission. Okay, so skipping that one. Our next reply is from Speculator!
You know what? Seriously, skip this bullshit right now. I don't give a damn what this faggot has to say.
Oh, God. Okay, I'll just skip, like, the five Speculator replies.
Thank fucking God.
Our next reply is from Yams. He says, Yams.
Motherfuck! See why I didn't want to respond to the mailbag last time?
Well, yeah, that's kind of how my mailbag is.
This shit is fucking stupid.
Okay, we'll skip Yams. Our next reply is from Speculator! Okay, skipping that one. Okay, our next reply is from Yoshi. He says, this game would have points, and there would be a soap and a rope, and look like a pony, and I like ponies, and I have a car. Mommy, where are my pants? I'm lonely.
This shit sucks, you fag. Well, what am I supposed to say to that? That shit was fucking... God damn it, these emails fucking suck.
Well, we have Drano. I think he actually replied.
Well, they're not funny. They're not interesting. Maybe Drano will make me happy.
Okay, well, yeah, Drano's usually pretty good at it. So let's see here.
All right, then.
A game based on POS. It would be one of those crappy hacks of Super Mario Brothers starring Rick and Soap trying to rescue Princess Panty. Except at the end of every castle level, a bunch of star eyes would pop, would poop out of a bag and say, sorry, Rick, but our princess is in another castle. I don't know who would replace Bowser, though. I was thinking GS Gold.
Motherfuck.
But then I realized he would be a lot better as Wario.
Hell yeah.
I think that was a fat joke.
Also, given Andy, are you really sure it's a typo that he would poop out of a bag?
I'm not really sure. It says a bunch of Star Eyes would poop out of a bag. So,
well,
yeah.
Given Star Eye, he probably would poop out of a bag.
Well,
just like there's milk in a bag. Yes.
Oh, great mind. Drano continues on to say, because he drones on a lot in this.
You what?
Drano keeps talking. There's a lot more of his reply.
Oh, okay.
And the Krabs Five could be the Krabs Five? How about the Fab Five? The Fab Five would be like the Koopa Kids or something. Hey, Rick and Co-Caster, how about I ask you a question? Uh-oh.
What the fuck do you want, bitch?
What Mario characters do you think everybody's POS would work best with?
We're not going to answer this.
Let's see. Yeah, it's not really... There's no clear-cut progression between us.
Yeah, we're just not going to answer this question. Let's just keep going. Fuck you, Drano.
Oh, I would like to note one thing.
What?
I say Kronos is a Goomba.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
Yeah, we could just stomp him. Anyway,
anytime he would yell, fucking whore, bitch, slut.
Yeah. As for Harvest Moon, it's cool except for the farming.
That's the whole point of Harvest Moon, you dumb douche.
That, he says that's why Animal Crossing is awesome.
Look at me, I play Harvest Moon, but I don't like the farming. Whoop, 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 whoop.
That was actually pretty cool.
I'm Drano, I like Animal Crossing, because it's like Harvest Moon, but not farming, and I can't achieve orgasm unless I put a steak knife in my butthole.
Well, I don't know about you, but farming trees in Animal Crossing was far more tedious than anything in Harvest Moon.
The most tedious shit in Harvest Moon is how recently you've been having to do obscenely power gaming bullshit to get the good rewards. In Friends
Yeah,
of Middletown, the Game Boy Advance one, you had to be married for 50 years to get the Mountain House.
What?
I can't imagine playing that game for 10 years, much less 50 fucking in-game years. Holy shit!
What were your thoughts when you read that?
I just said fuck it. I was gonna get 100% in the game, but you know what? Fuck it.
Are you sure it's not a typo? Are you sure it's not like 5 years?
No, I am dead serious. It is in every guide I've ever seen. 50 years.
Even if you just went to sleep every day, constantly, just woke up and gone to sleep, that would take forever.
I bet I can go to calculator and figure it out right now. All right, there's 30 days in a harvest moon month, right?
Yeah.
So it's 120 times 50. You'd be married for 6,000 days, and let's say it takes you all of 5 seconds to do it. It would still take you about 8.5 hours.
God damn.
And that's assuming you actually neglect your farm and everything, which would cause your wife to leave you after about a month.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, you gotta constantly be feeding those chickens and shit.
Yeah. So, if we actually decide to take into account, it'd be about a 10-minute day. I don't know, I forgot how long a Harvest Moon day is, but... You know, what really pissed me off about A Wonderful Life for the GameCube was you couldn't do jack shit in a day.
Yeah, I own that game. I know what you're talking about.
Those days went way too fucking fast.
What I really hated was you could farm and you could farm and you could farm and farm and all that shit, but you'd have to, like, farm for 50 years to get anything decent. You never get more money when you get... the seeds would cost you 300 and you get, like, 310 back.
And what really pisses me off was that in order to actually make any money, you had to either use the seed combiner to break the goddamn game by creating some sort of funky-ass tree that would give you 2,100 a day or some shit, or you sat there and did nothing and stayed poor for your entire goddamn life.
Yeah, I choose the poor option. I was too bored to do the seed combining.
I just picked my favorite CD and just sold all my other records and just kept that one. I think it was the Nintendo 64 Harvest Moon Autumn.
Yeah.
That was a fucking awesome song.
I liked Back to Nature on PS1. It was basically the same game.
See, Friends of Middletown was that, but a lot shittier and boring and with more glitches.
Yeah, I know. It was really horrible.
It's actually funny as hell because there's a couple lines in the English version that are still in German.
What?
Okay, how did it go from translating from Japanese to English and becoming German? And why is it still there?
I think somebody was just fucking with them. Someone's last day at work.
I don't know. But there's a couple glitches that completely ruin your game forever.
Yeah, Harvest Moon has a bad problem with glitches and bad translations.
Do not ever buy the DS Harvest Moon.
I was considering it, but I'm not gonna now.
It's... You know how bad A Wonderful Life is with some glitches and shit?
Yeah.
It's the DS. It is... Some days you can just wake up and all the NPCs mysteriously disappear and you can never do anything.
Body
snatcher? Exactly, yes. Just out of fucking nowhere, everybody is gone.
Holy shit. That's awesome.
And I've just heard it is as buggy as Izao's dick.
One of the things I will touch upon before we move on to the next mailbag reply is for A Wonderful Life, how you realize how hard just watering flowers were?
Yeah. Hey, I'm gonna run a farm, but I'm gonna have the most fucking stupid bullshit ever.
You can only water one square at a time. You don't level up
your... Yeah.
What the hell?
And what really kills me is... This soil is not very fertile. I better not put fertilizer on it or anything.
Exactly. God, I hate that game.
And instead of like transferring the soil, you fucking walk a half mile away to your good field.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's go on.
Yeah, let's move on before we go into a bitch fest about Harvest Moon.
We already did, damn it.
Well, before we fall back into it.
Yeah, okay.
Soap on a Rope has written in this next reply. He says, I wouldn't make a game based on plots.
Haha, Soap, you comedian.
He also says, Harvest Moon used to be addictive, but these days I'm not that big of a fan of it. Not enough action.
Coincidentally, Harvest Moon stopped being awesome about the time they made it for socializing.
Yeah, pretty much.
I like being a withdrawn fuck and back to nature and just not caring about anybody.
You know, you could just, you know, make all 10 of your chickens happy if you could have stayed in town and back to nature.
Yeah. I was an embittered rich fuck. Except I made sure that one homeless guy always left so that way I could marry Anne.
Yeah, I married Anne too. Fuck the homeless guy.
Every time he just left the town. So long, bitch.
Exactly. What brought this on is I've been playing a magical melody for the GameCube.
God damn it.
What are your thoughts on that game?
Fuck that shit, man.
It was a decent game.
Yeah, but it still sucked ass compared to all the other recent stuff.
True. It's not as good as, say, the original.
No, I've played the original, and I really don't think it's actually that exciting.
Well, it's not exciting, but it's Harvest Moon.
Yeah, there's an enforced time limit. If there was, like, a hack or something to let me play forever.
Yeah, I didn't do a lot in it. I just kind of farmed. That was all. I didn't worry about other people.
And I had this obsessive compulsive deal going on where I absolutely had to clear out the entire field by the first day.
Me too. Oh, God.
Oh.
Oh, God. I've suffered from that for every Harvest Moon game.
So many times hopping in and out of that fucking spring.
Constantly smashing stones. Alright, let's move on. We got one more to go before mailbag is over.
Okay.
Let's see here. Saber in Blue!
Fuck.
A game based on POS would be something like Mario, which are mixed with...
No, seriously, you're skipping like a motherfucker right now.
I'm sure I am. It's because I just loaded something by accident.
Alright, you're clear.
Alright, a game based on POS would be like a WarioWare game mixed with a hentai game. So, it would have to have shit like stimulate the clitoris and pump the enema and such. Also, Harvest Moon is so addictive, it's on my list of games I can never play again. With StarCraft. And StarCraft.
Doesn't he play World of Warcraft now?
I don't think I could afford that.
I don't know. World of Warcraft is some fucking boring shit, man. I've watched my friends play it, and I don't know how they like it.
Well, I think it's more about the fact that it's such a big world.
Yeah.
But, you know, I like linear games. I don't know what's wrong with linear games.
I like linear games as long as they don't handhold you through shit. Just like overbearing instruction manuals piss me off.
Yeah, that's bad, but, like, Metal Gear Solid 3 Snake Eater was linear.
Yeah, and you still had shit you could just run around and do for the fuck of it.
Yeah, you could still go around and knife the shit out of people.
It was linear, but you could do the path in a bunch of non-linear ways.
Yeah, you know, you had to follow the storyline, but it had a storyline.
Yes.
And can't say that about World of Warcraft.
In between that storyline, you can fill in the gaps.
Yeah, basically. I just went around with an easy gun and shot the shit out of the end.
Oh, yeah. How did you fight the end, anyway?
I did it aggressively. I didn't worry about any of the sniping shit. I got bored, so I just got out my gun and found him sleeping and just pumped the shit out of him with the easy gun until it fell over.
Did you hold him up?
I wanted to, but I couldn't get it to work. He started to run away, so I just shot him.
Yeah. I think you have to use the M19 11 or something like that.
Yeah. The person, I think it was Star Kirby who told me that, but he didn't tell me what gun I had used.
Yeah.
Well, that's tough, but I'll do it next playthrough.
Don't use an automatic, because you might press the circle button too hard and shoot the fuck out of him.
I'd like to shoot people, though.
Also, you know, if you're holding out your handgun out, if you just slowly release the weapon button, you can actually put it back down without firing.
I could never master that, though. I kept shooting.
Well, you just suck with analog buttons.
Yeah, that's true, but I do like shooting, so it didn't matter.
Alrighty, whatever.
But yeah, this is the end of Mailbag. Any final thoughts for Mailbag?
You all fucking suck at this shit.
Yes.
Faggots.
I'm gonna close the text document so you'll have to talk for a second so I don't get choppy.